This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now the windup, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking ball. That's 13 strikeouts, a new Nationals opening day record for Mackenzie Gore. He'll depart the mound to a standing ovation of the first base side. Six, one-hit, shutout innings for Gore against the Phillies.
Another great moment from 2025.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's probably going to get traded this offseason, Mackenzie Gore.
Makes sense.
But I love watching him pitch.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if he stayed in the Curly W just to watch him pitch.
Yeah, he's smooth, man. Smooth as silk. But MLB, there's a method to their madness.
At least you hope so.
Well, yeah. Well, the team, the winning teams with arms, they get arms.
Yes.
They collect arms. They get it. And it, when it is an arms race when it comes to MLB. And you know it. And the big boys, I mean, they're collectors. I mean, it's...
Unfortunately, that game was kind of a bad omen for the season. They lost 7-3 because the bullpen was not very good, which came to be a common theme throughout the year. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. I do want to talk a little college football playoff here in just a moment as the quarterfinals are about to kick off in about 35 minutes or so, Ohio State taking on Miami. But right now, let's get out to John in Fredericksburg. John, what's going on?
Hey, you guys. Happy New Year to you guys and to all your listeners and to all that aren't listening.
What's going on, John?
Okay. I had a great experience. I watched the Capitals game at home, and my wife and I went to our local pub, and one of my buddies comes up next to me, and I was talking about what a great day for Tom Wilson, you know, getting put on the hockey, Canadian hockey, you know, medal team. That's awesome. And then he has a great game. Well, the guy sitting next to me is wearing a Capitals jersey, big, tall guy, gray hair, and it turns out to be none other than Rod Langway.
Oh, Rod.
Who, I mean.
The best.
I'm 64 years old, you guys, and I remember all that. And, you know, Rod Langway came over from the Canadians, I believe. But he turned the franchise around. I mean, he kind of put us on the map. Before that, they weren't a very good team. But it was just an honor. And I just wanted to shout out that because it was so cool. I mean,
that's awesome. That's a great way.
If it was a meeting Ovechkin, Rod Langway would be certainly number two on my list, if not number one. But he's a super nice guy.
Yeah, he's the best.
He lives
man.
Down here in the Fredericksburg area. Yeah. And it just made my whole year end with a very good.
That's
vibe.
Awesome.
So I just wanted to let you guys know
hey,
that.
Man, appreciate
Thank
that.
You and have a happy new year.
He's
happy
really
new year.
The first, one of the first superstars that I met here in this town and, you know, with George Michael and Sports Machine and covering Caps hockey back when they were out in Landover. And he was so nice and to be able to get him to help you understand the game. Like Al Kokin was like a mentor coach, but it was the superstars and how nice they are and comforting they are makes a difference. And to this day, this guy is still special, still an ambassador for the sport, for the team. Mm-hmm.
College football playoff going to get underway. The quarterfinals going to get underway in about a half hour. Ohio State and Miami. Want to talk about some of the guys. I legit think that there's a chance that there are four Buckeyes that could potentially be wearing burgundy and gold next year as early as that pick, wherever it may be. I think they're going to slot at the pick from 4-7.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing here, Doc, is there's one that is used in that hybrid type of role. There's a safety. So you got Arvell Reese is the edge rusher, linebacker, hybrid type. You've heard Micah Parsons type comparison, 6'4", 243, heavy hands on the edge, but can get after the passer, but also can cover. So a little bit of everything for Arvell Reese. He's someone to keep an eye on tonight. Wears number 8 for the Buckeyes. My favorite player in the draft is their safety, Caleb Downs.
Dog.
He is so good.
Dog.
Now, my problem with where the Commanders are going to pick, Doc, and I'm curious your thoughts on taking a safety that high. The tough part about him is if he were in the mold of a Derwin James or a Kyle Hamilton that I can bring him down in the box, then maybe it's a little bit different. He's more of a deep safety, although ball you can still do some of that stuff, but he is more of the ball hawking type safety. Do you think it's a little rich to take that kind of guy at potentially the 6th pick? Because you usually see those sorts of safeties, they go in the teens if they're that special.
I want to agree with you on that, but when you're as – what was the nickname we used to – with the Pearl Harbor crew, we used to call our unit was called the Pearl Harbor crew. We have so many holes.
Yes.
That if I can stop that kid in Dallas from running right in the middle of the field and beat me on one play with one guy, it's worth it. Because he takes away home runs. And we have a lack of pressure. So they're going to be, we're vulnerable to home runs. So I don't think it's crazy at the 6th pick to get a guy. I want the best football players I can get
on
my team.
Well, and I think he might be the best football player in the draft.
Well, then I want him on my team. Because you cannot miss. We have, where we're weak at, we're really weak at it. We've got to solve it.
What I like is he's in an NFL defense with Matt Patricia, and from the things that I've heard, he's so smart that Matt Patricia basically just do whatever you want, man. Do whatever you see. Yeah. You know, we're going to make the call, but if you see, you know, I heard a story of one play where here comes Caleb Downs off the edge making a tackle in the backfield, and you're looking like, what the heck? What was the call there? No, he just freelanced. He knew what was coming.
Yeah.
So those sorts of players to me sometimes – even though you can talk about positional value, if you can get a guy that's that special. Another guy would be Carnell Tate, the wide receiver. We wouldn't feel great if they took a receiver that high, but if they were going to take one that high, I think Carnell Tate out of Ohio State, they have a great pedigree of creating good wide receivers. Carnell Tate would probably be the one that I'd like. He's one to keep an eye on tonight. And then the other one, I've heard recently that this guy's starting to shoot up the board a little bit, and we'll see, you know, where he ends up, but off-ball linebacker Sonny Styles. I would love to get one of these defenders.
Well, now you've really got my attention. The wide receiver, we're going to fight over that one. But I need a linebacker. I need anybody off Patricia's group I want on my team.
I was listening to a podcast today, and they were talking about Sonny Styles. Big linebacker, 6'4", 243.
Okay, I like that.
PFF charts these players and some of the extra stuff that isn't, you know, go into the box score. Guess how many missed tackles they have him as charted for this year?
if he's under 10. But why would he have 10? Because they're like, yeah, Lawrence Taylor had a comment that's been made public, very popular, that like the way the Giants were going after people like a pack of wild animals. That's Ohio State's defensive pursuit.
Oh, so good.
So it could be a low number.
Zero.
Okay.
That's what PFF has him charted at.
Okay.
Zero missed tackles.
Yeah. I need him.
A guy that can move at that size.
Yeah.
A sure-handed tackler. Well,
for if because of my – I need everybody. If, can I take their whole defense?
Yeah. I would
the hell
take
with
their
NIL.
Whole yeah.
Let me give them NIL and have them with eligibility play for me. But, yeah, I linebacker, critical that we help. We need help at all three areas. The linebacker gives me a dual threat because I can sick him on the quarterback every once in a while and then have him. So, yeah, I mean, this is fantasy. So, yeah, give me the linebacker.
The other interesting one to keep an eye on is
there's
on
another
the
one?
Other side of the football.
Oh, okay.
Reuben Bain, the defensive end, defensive tackle for Miami.
Oh,
now,
man,
I've heard recently
man.
That some of the talk from the podcast I listened to with the Athletic Football Show, Dane Brugler, does a fantastic job. He said that Bain is starting to slip a little bit because people are worried about his arm length. But if he's a football player, Doc, if he can play football.
Yeah, okay.
I'm curious to see how he does tonight. These are the sorts of games, Doc, where you're going up against a really good football team.
Yeah.
If you go out there and wreak havoc, you just go, to heck with all the measurements and stuff. The kid's just a football player.
I don't blame the people that do the measurements. It does matter. It makes sense. You've opened up an enterprise that is more good than bad. It's excellent to give you every amount of advice. But if every kid reacted to what people told them based on statistics, we'd have a lot of great things that would never happen.
Well, Doc, so in college, when I played football for a semester, I was 5'8", 205-ish.
Uh-huh.
I'm definitely not that anymore. Still the 5'8", not the 205 part. Maurice Jones-Drew is 5'7", 210. So we're about the same size. One of them's a good football player. One's not. Doesn't really matter. Sometimes you just got to take the football player. Measurements.
Drew
so
was a
just
Bruin.
Take the football player.
We're talking about the Bruin.
Yes.
He's a bad dude.
Really good football player.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not hating on people making a living off generating interest in people. I think it's brilliant. I wish I had thought of it. But when it comes down to football, so you're in some uncomfortable situations, and you got to find a way to win and fight through it. It's never going to be perfect. But when I think about the championship teams that I was on, I always think about the people and the people that made it possible. Well, where were they selected? What did people think about them? Fifth, sixth, that first round, second round thing to me has never meant anything to me, ever. Because I've been on championship teams with too many people that were picked from the 6th, 7th, 8th, or free undrafted free agents. We got to talk about it. It makes sense. I'm not saying it's not worth it. But I'm saying that I don't trust anybody else's evaluation for the most part. If I'm serious about it, I'll take a look at it for myself. And I don't need to see a game tape. I need to see practice tape. See, I do all my investigative work off practice tapes. You show me a guy that's a dog in practice, I'm taking him home with me. There are a lot of guys that play well on game day. They don't practice worth a damn. I'm not investing in them. I'm investing in the person that does everything the right way. And that way, when he loses a step, then his brain takes over.
Yeah.
The other guy, when he loses a step, he's out the league. We just mentioned the guy, the biggest, big, strong guy, got no stats because people go after what's appealing to the eye. And I think the brain means much, just as much. Who are you and how do you practice?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I need.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Do want to talk about the games in particular, maybe give our thoughts on that. Also take a look at some of the favorites as we go into Week 18 for the Super Bowl. You're listening to Grant and Danny with Toby Altizer and Doc Walker sitting in on New Year's Eve.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Second and long. Goff, some pressure again. Lets it fly high. It's intercepted. Picked off by Quan Martin. Martin with some blocks. Inside the 20. Still going. Martin, pick six.
Tell you what, we're a ways away from that. Quan Martin pick six. Like we just said, last game out on Christmas, Quan Martin got taken out.
Why you got to take away? Can I have a moment? Can I fantasize? Can I get a throwback a bit to the past and feel good about myself? Wow.
Toby Altizer, Doc Walker sitting in for the guys today. College football playoff quarterfinals, about 20 minutes away from kickoff for Miami and Ohio State. Let's go game by game here, Doc, and just give our thoughts. We'll start with this one, Miami, Ohio State. Buckeyes are good, man. That defense is nasty. I already saw Michael Irvin going crazy on the sideline.
Oh, Mike, man. He's the luckiest guy. Whenever you get a chance to go back and be around the fellas at your alma mater and they're playing good ball and you get to be a part of that, he's living a dream. But the Buckeyes have pro talent. Them and the Bulldogs, to me, have more pros in their program than most people do.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, and Alabama probably might maybe still be in that. They did with Nick.
Yes.
Because that's how they recruit. And it's not who you get in. It's how you make them compete Monday through Friday. I'm better on Saturday because I'm getting my ass kicked during the week. You can't kick it, but I often get it kicked in practice. That's great programs. That's how I know. You know, I was trying to tell you throughout the break. Our championship teams, you got your ass kicked in practice. A lot.
Yeah.
But you didn't have it on Sunday because that's how high the level of intensity was. With Gibbs practices, 40 reps per session. You get four. And it's thud. They call it thud tempo. It's game tempo. I see now, that's when I talk about what is that, what I've just left. I don't even know what it means. I'm happy for them. But to get the desired results that you want, like the Eagles. How do you imagine the Eagles practice? Like a prison, prisoners.
Yeah.
Going at it. That's the tempo and the attitude you have to have to be a champion. You have to be tested. That push and pull and all that stuff, that don't mean nothing. And if you tackle as poorly as the tackling that I've seen by this team, then you're not busting a grape in practice.
No. No, but I think for tonight's game, I think the Buckeyes are just too good.
Buckeyes. Yeah.
They've got two playmakers on offense. Jeremiah Smith is incredible.
22.
Carnell Tate.
Yeah.
Defensive side, I've already talked about a bunch of players there. Miami's got some pass rushers, though, so maybe they can give some pressure on Julian Sand. We were talking about it in the break. Malachi Toney, the offensive guy, the true freshman for Miami, number 10.
Yeah.
He's going to do a lot of stuff tonight.
Yeah.
Watch nice. Him. He is fun.
Yeah, he's nice. It's but Mike Irvin, I love the U because their football culture, how the pros would go back in the offseason and train. And then not because they had state-of-the-art stuff. It was Spartacus. They had, you know, free weights, cinder blocks. They had, like, on the yard, like a prison. And the pros would go back and want to be a part of that. It's how you train, man. So I'm always pulled for the U to get back because I think that part of football is evaporating out the culture. Everybody wants their ass kicked and wants to be in a luxurious environment. These new, we've got our new weight room, our new locker room and all that. That's counterintuitive to me about building a football team that's hungry, that understands what you're going for. I know it sounds crazy, and I don't expect you to understand it, but I have to share it with you. Because if you want to win, there's just certain things that, to me, are just mandatory, have to be done.
Couple of more guys that I'm looking for and watching in this college football playoff in a Washington Commanders perspective. I'm watching three quarterbacks. Now, I'm not looking at them for us, but Oregon against Texas Tech tomorrow, Dante Moore, I want to see him ball out.
Yep.
On the other side, you want to watch Texas Tech's edge rusher, David Bailey. He's a potential target for Burgundy and Gold. But Dante Moore, I want him to ball out so that he'll declare for the draft. Because that could help the Commanders out in a potential trade down if he's available. Or if there's three quarterbacks taken before your pick, that's better players moving down the board.
I like the way you're thinking.
The other game that'll have two quarterbacks with the potential to be drafted above where the Commanders are going to pick, Indiana-Alabama in the Rose Bowl. Fernando Mendoza, Heisman winner. Everybody just assumes he's going to come out. I would assume so. And he's likely going to be taken pretty quick, if not number one overall. But the other guy, Ty Simpson for Bama. He's still on the fence whether you think he's going to come out or not, and it's still on the fence whether he'd be a top 10 pick or not. But if he can play well, he played better last week, he's someone to be interesting. And I think from looking at it from a Washington perspective, if you're a Commanders fan, that's how you can watch it.
You want more quarterbacks so that people have to bite on them, and edge rushers and linemen.
Yep.
And people that we need a push down.
They're either pushed down or you're sitting there at six and you're like, hey,
somebody
you need a
wants to buy your
come
spot.
Come on up.
Yeah.
Come on up.
No, I like
so, that's what I'm looking at.
I like the way you think.
Real quick, though, Doc. Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock tomorrow, Rose Bowl. How special is that game?
I'm so honored to have been. And you don't realize it when you're young because you're young and dumb. But the Rose Bowl is such a special place. And to have been in a Rose Bowl and won a Rose Bowl, we beat Ohio State. And every time I look at that, the pageantry, been through a Rose Parade. When you grow up on Southern California, that's just normal. You can't imagine that you'll actually be in it. And the way the time the game is played, the way the sun sets, all that's for real. It's a beautiful atmosphere. But the people on the field are trying to kill you. And you can't help but think about past Rose Bowls when you're there. And then to play in the Super Bowl at the Rose Bowl. We beat the Dolphins at the Rose Bowl. So you got my attention when you say Rose Bowl. Because two championship victories in that building, that means a lot. It's a very special place. And every time I go there, I just... It's like when people go to Europe and they go to sightsee and they go and they see the Great Wall of China and they go to see pyramids or whatever. Every time I go to the West Coast, I go by and see the Rose Bowl.
So there are two performances that always stand out when I think about the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Individual performances. We're going back to 2016 here, Doc.
Okay.
Stanford versus Iowa. Christian McCaffrey, 18 carries for a $172, 4 catches for 105 yards.
He's a cyborg.
It was one you could turn off, but you wanted to watch because Christian McCaffrey could go nuts.
And he's still going nuts.
45-16, they beat Iowa.
Yeah, he's still going
nuts.
The
other one was Ohio State and Utah a couple of years ago. Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Freak.
15 receptions for 347 yards and three touchdowns.
I saw that. And, you know, the thing about Jackson is that he's still balling out just like that.
Yeah, he's spectacular. Mm-hmm. But that's what I think about when I think about the Rose Bowl. Herbert had a great performance at the Rose Bowl. It's my favorite bowl game. That's one of the things that I lament about the college football playoff.
No.
I truly mean it. At Rose Bowl, even though I'm an ACC guy, Rose Bowl just means something. It's so cool. I love the venue. I love everything about it.
The timing, the time of it.
Yeah, it's special.
Everything about it. And the fact that from a collegiate standpoint, and then the pro standpoint of it, I just like, wow, I couldn't believe it. To have those two big wins at that place, special.
We'll wrap everything up next. We'll take a look at some of the leaders in the clubhouse for Super Bowl odds. Coming up next to wrap things up here on Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Carlson will make his way to the neutralized, dropping it for Dylan Strome. He and Chychrun will team up and glide through center. Right side to Wilson. Centered up. Ovechkin has it. He scores! He scores! Alex Ovechkin scores 895! There's a new goal-scoring champion, and his name is Alexander Ovechkin! He has done it here on Long Island. His teammates mob him. There is but one. Alexander the Great, the greatest to ever do it in National Hockey League history.
Fantastic call by John Walton, heard right here on The Fan, as Alex Ovechkin broke the unbreakable record, goal-scoring record by Wayne Gretzky. Probably the ultimate moment of 2025.
Yeah, it was so cool, man. Seeing my boy Al Kokin and seeing the great one in attendance to honor that. I mean, Gretzky, that was the coolest thing to me with it. And as much as I love the locker and the group when our guys, Ben and Nadi, doing their thing,
It was awesome.
It was awesome. You're right.
I was at Nationals Park, had the game on my phone, and I was going to have to do a show if he scored the goal. It was like the second inning of the game. It's one of the few times that I've left the game early. It was like the second inning, he scored, and I just got up and left. I was like, well, got to go prepare for a show. Got to get ready to roll. I had a bunch of stuff ready to go, but he spoiled my Nationals game, but that's okay. It was history.
Couple of honorable mentions I didn't get a chance to play as we went on today. We had some majestic home runs from James Wood. I didn't get a chance to play. He had the two big home runs out in Seattle
on back-to-back
days. Yeah, he had the great bit. He had the majestic home run at Chavez Ravine against the Dodgers. Would have loved to have played that. Didn't get a chance to play it. The DC Defenders won the UFL championship this year. You know, not one of our major pro sports teams.
I forgot about that.
But they are resident. Right across the street over at Audi Field.
Shout out to Vernon Dean.
We had the trophy in studio, right?
We had the trophy in studio, which was awesome. Jordan Tom was a guy that comes over here often and sits in studio with us.
Fantastic cologne.
Yeah. Yeah, it was that was a great moment in DC sports. So, yeah, other great moments in DC sports we didn't get a chance to get to in 2025.
Yeah, and we need to remember those, Doc, because there are plenty of lows. It feels like we got a lot of those.
Tell me about it.
I want to take a quick look before we get out of here. Week 18 going to get underway in just a couple of days for the NFL, and taking a look at the odds for Super Bowl favorites as we enter Week 18.
Don't do it.
The favorites right now would be the Seahawks and the Rams.
Okay, I like that.
At plus 550.
I agree with that.
Just behind them is Denver at plus 800. San Fran and Philly are plus 950.
Okay.
Then it's the Patriots and Bills at plus 1,000. I'm interested, Doc, if we're not going to see a little bit more of a throwback defensive-led Super Bowl champion this year. because you look at the teams at the top right now and the teams that I think could go on a run that might surprise people, even though it's not the quarterback-led team, so to speak.
You know I'm wrong.
Like, look at Denver, right? They're top of the league right now, or top of the AFC. They're led by their defense. They've got a solid quarterback. I like Bo Nix, but they're led by their defense. Seattle, same sort of thing. And Darnold's shown that he's not a pumpkin anymore, but still led by their defense. I'm curious to see how far Houston can go, led by their defense.
Oh, their defense is nasty.
If you had to pick one right now, though, who you taking?
To win it all? Or yeah, just
to win it all. Out of anybody.
Rams.
Yeah, I'm the same way. You get Devontae Adams back out on the field. Stafford's playing as well as anybody in the league. Drake May, at this point, is the favorite to win MVP. Probably will. But Stafford's played incredible all season long. You look at their defense as well.
Well, I'm gonna take the veteran over the young fella. I'm also taking Sean and his ability to run it all, help him offensively. And they got a bunch of young dogs defensively.
Jared Verse is
man,
so
Verse is just, I mean, how do you get one of those?
Oh.
It's what I'm saying. It's the, but he's not alone. See, that's the difference in when I watch, even Houston, they're not alone. There's a pack of wild animals.
Yeah, Will Anderson's a beast.
And you look, your unit looks nothing like them.
I'm so interested in watching the AFC in the playoffs. The teams they've got over there, it's not your usual crop of teams. It's not the Chiefs. We'll see if the Ravens can get in, but it's not the Bengals, right? Yeah. It's not your typical crew aside from the Bills. Who's going to come out of that division or out of that conference with the Broncos, the Pats, Jags, Texans, Chargers, Bills? I think this has got to be Josh Allen's year.
Well, I would put my money on the Denver Broncos.
Defense is nasty. Good coach.
Better than good coach. See, again, he's not the press conference king. He's a jackass. And everybody understands it.
Yeah.
And it's law and order. He's not trying to be your friend. He's trying to win a championship. So I'm taking with a quarterback and the defense they have, I'll take the Broncos.
That's going to do it for us today on New Year's Eve. Grant and Danny going to be out at Caddies on Cradell on Friday, so you can go join them in Bethesda. Appreciate everybody behind the scenes doing
the
hard
work. I'm glad you dropped it and
Darius,
joined us today.
Ryan, Ant. Yeah, I decided to join the show about halfway through, but it was good to spend some time with you. For Doc Walker, I'm Toby Altizer. Have a happy new year.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.